What's good people, today we are talking about which person is the face of your company. I see many entrepreneurs making this mistake, and yesterday also I had an experience regarding this, so I thought it would be good if I share my experience with you. So I usually travel to Indore in my in a bus provider which I love, and I usually travel with him, but yesterday I was not able to book his ticket due to some reason, so I booked some other bus provider. Prices were good, all the things were good, I booked the ticket. At the time of departure, I received a call from them saying that if I don't come on time, they will not take me. And the person who was talking to me was very rude, talking in a very bad tone. So the perception which I built regarding their company was they don't love their customers. They don't think for their customers, or they don't want, they are not customer friendly or customer centric, if I called. So once I reached to the bus spot, I grabbed the bus, and once I was in there, I was able to understand that it's not the case. But this reason is why I built that perception was the person who was talking to me was not talking correctly. And when I think in hindsight, I'm able to understand that why this was the reason was because entrepreneurs not to invest in training the persons who directly work on the floor, and this is the biggest mistake, because those guys who work on the floor or those guys who work on the customer support directly get connected with the client, and whatever they talk and however they talk that represent your company. If you want to build a brand, you want to be customer centric, so you need to invest good amount of time and money in training the people who directly work on the floor, who directly communicate with the client, or who provide support to the client. So this should be the most important department you should focus on, and you should build a great customer experience for your client in order to become a brand.